7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Hello, monkeys, and welcome to the Live Wild or Die podcast. I'm your host, Monkey Dan. I'd like to start this week's episode off with a few quick shout-outs to some monkeys around the world. So first off, the wild man, the Viking monkey, Bryce, down in Florida. You've been getting after it, and you've also been giving a lot of support to us monkey elders, and we appreciate it, man, and thanks for the motivation. And second shout out, I'm recording this on Wednesday, February 6th, but tomorrow, February 7th, the wild man Ken at Brock Blades, he makes handmade custom knives. He sent me one a while back. It's beautiful. He's turning 47 tomorrow, and he's going to be doing an exceptionally wild workout to honor his day of birth. It's actually from the Tactical Training 1 manual. So really psyched to see him get after it, and happy birthday from all us monkeys. So we received an interesting question this week, and this comes via Monkey Kim, who this monkey asked her. But the question was, does Monkey Dan drink chocolate milk? And I'll answer this question in a few different ways, but I have certainly drank my fair share of chocolate milk. It's delicious. It's creamy. Especially after a hard workout, you can feel your body absorb it. But recently, not so much. I have not been drinking milk so much recently. It's not that I'm avoiding dairy at all. Actually, I eat a ton of cheese. I eat a lot of Greek yogurt, butter, ghee. Definitely heavy consumption of dairy. I just don't drink milk. And mainly that's because I don't really eat cereal anymore. And I used to love that crunch, that texture. But, you know, I honestly wasn't feeling great after eating cereal. And that was the main way I was consuming milk. So I have since eliminated that. But, you know, I remember back in high school, back in college, strength and conditioning coaches, and, you know, I remember health magazines publishing these pieces or telling these anecdotes that chocolate milk is this great recovery drink and all that. And I think it's not necessarily untrue. You know, consuming a simple carb immediately after an intense workout, specifically more of an anaerobic workout where you're using mainly more of a carbohydrate as fuel, that's not necessarily a bad thing. And your muscles, they're primed to replenish that glycogen store. So if you're doing these heavy, high intensity anaerobic workouts, that actually could be a useful recovery drink. If you're doing more like hiking, a little lower intensity, or you're trying to lose weight, probably wouldn't recommend drinking the chocolate milk. And if you are going to drink the chocolate milk, I'd also say don't do the low-fat or the non-fat. Drink the real stuff. Drink that good stuff. Get that cream. Get that nice fat. So those are my thoughts on chocolate milk. And this week I want to talk about the monkey mindset. And my co-founder, the monkey co-founder, David and I were talking about this actually yesterday. But, you know, we really think that the monkey mindset is an important differentiator of the brand. And it's what is kind of this underlying ethos to everything we do. And really what that monkey mindset is, it's taking the suck of life. And Dave and I were reflecting how we're normal 30-something-year-olds. We go to work like everyone else. We try and be as wild as possible, but at the end of the day, we're just normal 30-somethings with the same problems as everyone else. We have bills. We have have-tos. We have spouses. Not that that's a bad thing. It's a great thing. But we have all these things, all these responsibilities, and that can culminate at times into this suck of life. And what we were kind of discussing is the monkey mindset is all about turning that suck upside down. So for example, when I take my young daughter strolling, not that that sucks either, but when we go stroll, I don't just stroll. I wear a weight vest and push that. So I'm getting in training, kind of multitasking in a way. I'll also bring pocket monkey bars too, or just use random tree branches, parks along the way to stop and do pull-ups, stop and do push-ups. So I'll turn that potential opportunity for not training into a great training opportunity. So I'm getting, one, a lot of steps. I'm getting that load on my entire skeleton with the weight vest. And then I'm getting in my calisthenics, my body weight training with monkey bars and pocket monkey. I think same thing when you travel, or specifically when I travel, it's easy to fall out of your workout routine. But again, I think when you travel, it's just, you have to have the right mindset to see the training opportunities in the new environment. And again, I think that's where pocket monkey, monkey bars, they really start to shine in situations like that. So, you know, we all know the hotel gym, it typically just, it's underwhelming. Maybe there's a machine, maybe a treadmill, and, you know, doing something is always better than nothing. But if that's just not your thing and it's just not going to get the job done, if you go up to your room, you can use monkey bars, pocket monkey. You can turn your room into this world-class training center, in a sense, combining exercises on the monkey bars with just body weight calisthenic exercises in the room. You could put chairs together to do dips and other kinds of holds. You could even lift furniture from inside the room. I've definitely done that in hotels. I was talking to a buddy the other day, and he was talking about how he was up at this ski town up in the mountains here in Colorado. And, you know, he was bummed he didn't get to ski. He didn't really get to go outside. It was beautiful. But, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, you didn't make it a priority, and you didn't think outside the box. You know, you could have gotten up earlier and gotten in a workout. You could have brought monkey bars. And he was actually at a tennis tournament, I believe, for one of his kids. But you could have brought monkey bars, or even just, again, use your body weight, snuck out in between, I don't know the right term, but in between matches or games or sets, you could sneak in these little micro workouts throughout the day. So at least you're getting in that movement. And, you know, that ties into something that I mentioned, I believe it was the first episode, or actually I think it was the second, but, you know, it's the monkey mindset is also being able to not just be stuck in this workout mentality where it has to be an hour long or however many minutes long and it's done at the gym or in this special location. It's making movement a priority, and then having these dedicated kind of training times where you're specifically going a little bit harder or working on improving in a specific area. And I listened to a great podcast. It's called the podcast is called the Primal Endurance Podcast. It's hosted by this former pro triathlete, Brad Kearns. But he had on a gentleman, Logan Swartz. He had an awesome, he really concisely articulated this concept of this consistent movement through the day that isn't necessarily a full-on workout, but it's kind of this baseline level of movement that's necessary to just general human health, and I would argue even happiness. And other folks out there like Katie Bowman, she's talking about things like this. And, you know, myself, that's something I'm really starting to kind of incorporate into my days and just be a lot more cognizant of as I spend more time behind a computer or on a keyboard and less time when I was training full time. I was lifting, squatting, constantly moving all day at this low level of activity. And that was the same thing when I was firefighting and when I was a wilderness ranger. I didn't have a chair. I didn't have weights, but I was still lifting and moving things all the time. Anytime I had to pick something off the ground, I'm on the ground. You're squatting all the time. You're doing these kind of like half Turkish get up lunges all the time from getting up and down off the ground. So there's all these ways that you can, if you start to notice, you can really add a ton of movement into your just daily life, daily routine with very little effort if you're just cognizant of it. So starting to wrap things up here a little bit more. as you move through life, as you move through your day, try and just adopt this monkey mindset of finding the wildness, finding the movement, and finding the training opportunities wherever you are, especially in those times where it seems like hope may be all but lost. I think I said that right. But thanks for listening. And I'd also like to wrap up with, I think this would be kind of fun to start doing, is kind of these business updates, Kickstarter updates, etc. So we do our manufacturing in the US, and the final step is actually done here in Colorado, just quite close to where I live, outside of Boulder. And I was at our manufacturing facility this morning. There's thousands of finished pocket monkeys. It's a beautiful sight. So we're going to start shipping those literally this afternoon, which is Wednesday, February 6th, and tomorrow, Thursday, we'll start shipping those out. So roughly 1,000 are going to go out this week, and then we'll start to send more and more as the weeks go by, and things are looking really good to get this first batch out from Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and pre-orders. So we really appreciate everyone's patience with us monkeys. And to be honest, we really, really appreciate all the encouragement that we've received via emails, Instagram messages. Folks have been messaging on Kickstarter, leaving comments, and you guys have been overwhelmingly positive and supporting of us monkeys. So we can't thank you enough, and can't wait to get the little guy in everyone's hands. Can't wait to get the little guy into everyone's hands. So again, thanks for listening, everyone. Please send your questions. Get out there, be wild, and monkey on.
You crazy mother...